Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
We're learning the differences between a person who lives with bitachon and who doesn't live with bitachon. He's not soymech on the work that he puts in. He realized everything is tali b'Hashem. He wouldn't even do something usur because he knows it's not going to help him. I steal a little bit here. I cheat a little bit here. It's not going to help him. Everything is gzeiras Hashem. He believes when he works, it's not my wonderful talents that are bringing it to me. He knows it's all siyata d'shmaya. He's moedel elokim when things go well, because he realizes it's from Hashem, and he davens to Hashem for the future. V'lo yosef ben abba v'chiva yisera. He doesn't love the sibas too much. Lo tanuach nafshe aleim. He's not b'teach in them. When things go well for him, it's not like, whoa, I'm so talented, I'm so good at what I do. He's, wow, Hashem is so good to me. It's a totally different way of life. It's two people living, doing the same job. One is like, you see how a smart businessman I am? And one is, Eze chaste Hashem, what Hashem did for me. What's the difference? A different world they live in. One is a world of a Baal Bitochen. When things don't go well, I'm not talented, it's this. I'll blame this one, blame that one. You know, in business and even in yeshivas, there's ups and downs. Why? It's this one's fault, that one's fault, it's this one. Call me Hashem. Hashem can make it go up, go down. A person who believes in Sibis, when it doesn't work, he drops his job, he tries another job, he drops that job, he tries another job. A lot of patience. Hashem could send me in this job. It's happened before. Let's see. He really believes in the Sibis. He'll tell everyone, you know, he'll print up in the magazines, in the middle pages, if you want to be a successful businessman, I have the formula. You do this, you're going to be successful. You won't realize, he had siyata d'shmaya, it doesn't mean it's going to work by everyone. He could do exactly the same thing, it's not mukrach. When you have a little bit of extra money, what do you do with it? As you'll give staka. B'tuv levavo, you use it for a dvar mitzvah. Ki mimcha kol miyadai nasalach. Your makir, where did the money come from? Use it for a dvar mitzvah. Mishenu b'teach b'lekein roi lo mochal asher boi dai pranasach zoi v'sipo ksar choi. Whatever he has is never enough. I'm speaking to people who have a lot of money and they always say, I don't have money. As they used to think, he's just trying to cover it up. And then I realize they really mean it. They really feel they don't have enough. It's never enough. Whatever they have will never be enough. It's an attitude in life. Someone who lives in one of the five towns, that he said if his friends in the five towns, if they would give meiser of what they make in America, just from those the ones that he knows in the five towns, he claimed there wouldn't be any aniyim in the whole Eretz Yisrael. That's how much money they have to give. But they don't. He doesn't even give meiser money. but he won't realize that he didn't do it until Hashem makes. There'll be ups and there'll be downs. He'll lose his money. Yesh mefazer v'naisef oy. There are people that spend and they get more money because they used it for Torah, for mitzvahs. V'choyshech miyoysher ach l'mechzor. This is a very big chizuk in the money we have, especially the extra money over and beyond what we need. What do we use it for? Do we use it for our pleasures, our gains, and things that we could really live without? You know, eating out in a restaurant, super expensive restaurant, you really don't need to do. You could use the money for other things, making a simcha and spending it on such extravagant things that you don't really need. Or do you use the extras that you have to use it for staka, to use it to be machzik aniyim, almanis yisoyimim, bnei Torah? Or use it for your own children, for things to help them to grow in learning. Whatever it is, whatever mitzvah, whatever idea. But the question is how you look at your life. It's totally if you look at it with bitachin, or if you don't look at it with bitachin.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.